And back now with Day to Day, another perspective: mega merger in the telecommunications industry could bring some big job cuts. AT&T announced plans yesterday to buy Bell South for $67 billion. And today, AT&T announced that if its purchase of Bell South goes through, as many as 10,000 jobs could be cut over the next 3 years. Joining us with more on this deal is Marketplace New York Bureau Chief Bob Moon. Bob, these big mergers, are they just a way to pare down the industry and cut costs, or is there more to it than just that?
Well, no, if you believe the big phone companies, that's exactly what they're trying to do, wring out savings from a lot of overlapping services and pass that savings along to the consumer. But there's already a chorus of complaints from critics who argue that this is just going to eliminate competition and let the giants charge whatever the traffic will bear. Either way, if this deal does win regulatory approval, you can bet that it will mean a lot of people will be out of a job. As you mentioned, AT&T's chief financial officer said today that the plan is to eliminate 10,000 jobs. The company says it'll try to make that happen mostly through attrition. As it stands now, the combined company would have around 317,000 employees. These 10,000 job cuts from this deal would be in addition to another 26,000 job cuts already announced by AT&T. You may recall that SBC Communications bought AT&T about 5 months ago, and they took on the name of the former parent of the Bell companies. The industry observers have coined this sort of a Ma Bell and Child reunion, and it may well mean that a lot of jobs are going to be lost here.
Well, to the user's side for just a moment, why are the consumer groups already complaining about this setup?
Well, there's one main objection we're hearing. They're afraid that this puts too much control over the Internet in too few hands. I talked a short time ago to Jeff Chester, who heads a group called the Center for Digital Democracy.
What's driving this deal is plans by AT&T and a few others to control the broadband digital superhighway. They want to operate the Internet as a private toll road, be able to impose all kinds of new fees on content providers and consumers, and for the first time be able to make sure that their content gets preferential treatment versus the open and fair highway we have today.
Chester says there's plenty of evidence that the big phone companies are hoping to carry this off with big contributions to lawmakers in Congress. On the other hand, the phone companies, according to analysts, may believe that they've got a friendly ear in Republican-controlled lawmakers, the Republican-controlled Congress, and the White House. Today in the Marketplace newsroom, Aston Martin made some big impressions with James Bond. Never really made much money. Today we're looking into the reasons behind the car company's surprising rebirth.
Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace. Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for talks about money and business. Is produced by American Public Media.